August 9th, 2013, it's a Watt from Pedro show. Watt from Pedro Show. Though I'm not in Pedro right now, I'm in Vienna, Austria. A few hours going to play a gig with the Stooges here, Pad Called Arena. Interesting, because I first played this pad, or at the location. It used to be a cement factory, I think, and then got squatted. I first played here 30 years ago. And 6 months, Minuteman and Black Flag. I did play here about a year and a half ago with Tom Watson and Raul Morales, my missing man, to do my third opera. Oh yeah, I got something to relate to that too. That happened today. I should say we started off the set with John Coltrane doing Bemsha Swing, and then Soaka with Pass a Pass. Yeah, if you know something about my third opera, you know I owe a big nod to Mr. Hieronymus Bosch. And they got one of his works here by the tail, because his tail is on the opera ring, and right near is the Fine Art Institute, and there's The Last Judgment. I think 9 of the little 30 guys who make up Hyphenated Man come from this work. Yeah. And for the first time I got to see it in real life. A friend of me at Raymond's, Hans Viganti, brought me here. Or there. Actually, it's only like 500 feet from the tail. And yeah, for the first time I saw it in real life. I've been to the Prado a bunch, and there's like 7 Bosches there. They call me El Bosco. And one of those, Garden of Earthly Delights, there's maybe 9 cats from there, too. That work. And the other one is Temptation of St. Anthony in Lisbon. I have to see that one now, because that has another 9. So, yeah, you know, like 90% of the little guys came from just 3 of the works. And you understand, well, I don't know if you know about Hyphenated Man, but I just appropriated the imagery from Mr. Bosch. I wasn't really trying to tell the same story he was. I was trying to tell the story of a middle-aged punk rocker, which is myself. Mixed in with little Minuteman Stiley. I wrote it on D. Boone's Telecaster. It's one of his. Boone gave me. And, a little of the movie version. Well, The Wizard of Oz. I guess it's different from L. Frank Baum books, anyway. So they've used parts from different books. But anyway, to see this in real life was... It was really neat. There was a couple chairs there, too, because after looking up close and stuff, I looked further back. You know, it's a triptych. In fact, it's 5 works because the 2 wings close up. But there's, the Luke Dagger Man, the Arrow-Pierced Egg Man, which, you know, first part. There's the boot-wearing Fish Man and... Shield-shouldered man, blowing your own horn man. There's a lot of the cats to see them in with the brush strokes, you know, from that man and his vision, the whole thing. It's different than pictures in books, people. If you got a chance to see actual paintings, go for it, okay? Maybe I'm getting a little emotional, so let's play some music, okay? Watt from Pedro Show.
It was a 79 Dodge van.
We'll be right back. rum gagger was about to shake the bullet. Enough cat speak to make wise men dumb. But on this occasion, the cat was without claws and destined for hell. Was it swear the chicken got the axe? Fuck. You'd only believe parrots deserve almonds. Taking the dagger from the tall boy, he thought of drowning himself. The highway surveyor had placed her ace against his jack. The gagger knew she'd bulldoze a show of white feathers. She wasn't about to fear shaking her cloth in the wind. He tried to break a straw with her, but blandiloquence drew a blank. Red, red against green. Red, red against green. He got upazootics on the brain. His father got them, caused the kid to run around the house naked, whooping and such like. One-armed, queer gun, and sharp at the corner of a square table. Warm as they come. He wore yellow stockings for his queen of the dripping pan. The highway surveyor's form handle. Goodyear's pig that forded the river spit away. Peeled eyes was the order of the day. Above, sun dodgers prepared to turn the back spotlight on.
Bought from Pedro show. Started off that chunk of music with Blonde Redhead doing No, I fucked up. And it's tragic, you know, because we lost another brother, a bass man named Tim Wright. Brother Tim Wright was in the first version of Parahugu. And he went on after his tenure there a little bit, moved from Cleveland to New York City and joined DNA. And what you just heard was DNA doing Blonde Redhead. Yeah, that band Blonde Redhead took their name from this DNA song. And anyway, very sad. We lose someone, lose a brother. I never got to meet him. I did get to see DNA play. They came to the Hong Kong Cafe in 1980. Now, I had a record by them. I think it was a 45 from Bob Quine, you know, a Voidoid guitar man for Richard Hell. He had a label, and I think Thirst told me somehow. Anyway, this one of the songs, maybe one was called You and You. I think the other side was Little Ants for sure. But it was Ardo Lindsay on the guitar and Ikwe Mari on drums, and an organ man named, I think, Robin Crutchfield. He left the band, and Tim Wright took his place and didn't play organ, played bass. And they come to the Hong Kong Cafe. And I go to the gig, and it was a trip. I never got to see Tim Wright play with Parahugu. I actually had seen Parahugu earlier and told Tony Mamone, Brother Tony, the man I recorded my third opera, Hyphenated Man, with in Studio G, Brooklyn, New York. He was on the bass. He had a big fro, too. Or natural. There's different words we call that. My hair was like that kind of in the 70s, too. If you had it curly and just didn't cut it, it made like a helmet kind of thing. So. Bush. But anyway, you know, Ardo Lindsay and Ikwe Mori, they were doing what I had heard on the record, you know, this trippy, scratchy guitar and the feel around drummy and trippy singing. So that had that going, but this other dimension, which was what Brother Tim Wright brought, you know. In fact, he started the tunes off, he'd get a lick going and stuff. Or not, yeah, kind of a lick. I don't know. They were expressions, you know. And it was just beautiful. He had kind of curly hair. Yeah, I heard he might have done trepanation. What is it called when they drill holes in your head? Or maybe it's not holes in your head. Yeah, it's drilling, doing something with the skull. Somebody I know said they worked with him in New York City. Anyway, I remember asking Brother Tony when we were doing this Hyphenated Man about Tim Wright. He had lost track of him. I think he told me the last time he saw him, he had like a cane. Not so much, you know, sue for cohos like me, but like, you know, like a, no accessory. Anyway, he's the bass, I'm pretty sure. See, him and Tom Herman would switch off. That's why Tony was brought in, he told me. Because no one wanted to rock the bass. They wanted to keep switching. But I think he's the guy on Final Solution, which is an incredible bass part. Chicano, but fucking... Maybe I'll play that later. Anyway, after DNA, we heard Brother Howie Reed. He's a bass man from Glasgow. He's got a solo album. And that was, but that's not from the album. That's it's the last tune on the album, but we just heard a live version of Stalks and Stems. And then something brand new from Dirty Beaches. Sir de Ballet. Alex is now living in Berlin. Before this gig, Stu just played a couple days ago in Berlin at the Citadel in the Spandau Park. Damn, I didn't get to see him. He had some people over. It was the last minute. I didn't realize he was there now. I'm a huge fan. He's just great. I love his music. Then from Ireland, Dublin, on Brother Nez's label, Transduction Records, there was a boy by the Glimmerman. And finally, Weir with Claude Bessie. Now, Weir is Wire without Bruce Gilbert. You know, you take the E off. And then Claude Bessie is also known as Kick Boy. He's a man from the old days. He's had cat years talking in the French accent. He, I think, passed away in the late 90s. He was had a magazine called Slash on the 70s punk Hollywood scene. Used to read. Jeffrey Lee Pierce had a column. I think he was ranking like Jeffrey Lee there. And I don't mean to get all sentimental, but man, losing people is hard. It just is.
This trail of blame, it's hard to follow. We clench our teeth and swallow. When the levee breaks, the drains off this human race blow to the surface. No help comes through, held together with weak glue. Oasis, where violence rages, we hate our neighbors, fight for parking spaces, this close to anarchy, it's all we can do to keep our heads above water. We split in two, held together with weak glue, scared to, held together with weak glue.
chicken head, man. I love chicken head. When you kill a chicken, babe, say, man, the chicken head. I love you, babe. I'm a chicken head, man. Tell you what you want to do. I'm a chicken head, man. I love you, woman. I declare I do. Tell me, babe, what kind of man? I'm a chicken head man. I love you. I declare I do. My baby, I declare I do. I'm a chicken head, man. I love chicken head. Tell me, mama, what kind of man? I just got to know. I love chicken head. I just love chicken head. I love chicken head. I declare I do. Kill a chicken, babe. Save me the chicken, yeah. I love chicken, yeah. I love my chicken. I declare I do. I'm a chicken head, man. I love chicken, yeah. I love chicken head. I declare I do.
I'm not afraid to die. don't care about nothing. She brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. In the dawn of the silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. She brings the rain. It feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of dreams. She brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. Some men of yellow, gray disappears, flying on the raven's wing. She brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. Yes, I care, she brings me spring. But don't care about nothing. She brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. She brings the rain. It feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of things. She brings the rain. It feels like spring. She brings the rain. It feels like spring. She brings the rain. It feels like spring. She brings the rain. In the dawn of the silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain. Oh yeah, 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 she brings the rain.
Pedro Show. You just heard Can, or The Can, as it said on that record label. She brings the rain. Headed out was Yole Tango, Ira. You know, he's the first cat to book the Minutemen at Maxwell's that just closed. I think last week was the last gigs. It's gone, Hoboken. Come See About Me, great tune they did, cover of a tune that I really dig, that Jamerson bass line, love. Come See About Me, they did that for the Onion newspaper, whatever, I guess it was on the web, maybe that's what the newspaper is now. Ahead of that was Chickenhead Man, T-Model Ford. Lost him a couple weeks ago. Oh man, I don't mean to be all down like that, sorry. Something brand new from Sebado. In front of that, I Will. With Lou Barlow, one of my favorite singers ever. Good Glue by Blue Willa. Ahead of that, we start everything off with Weak Glue by T.V. Smith. T.V. Smith, the singer man for the Adverts way back. Bring the rain. She brings the rain. Rain might be coming to the gig. Tonight, hope not. Actually, it's been, yesterday here in Vienna, it was 100 degrees. It was a record. And then last week, we were in Brussels. And, was it Sunday? Yeah, I think so. That set a record there. It was almost that hot, too. Or maybe just, I don't know. It's incredible for Europe, you know. This is in Southern California. Also, we're a little more arid. This is some sweaty stuff here. You know what I mean? Like in the U.S., east of the Rockies, be it north or south, there's this. But, you know, I ain't going to complain because I love playing. I love Stooges. The people at the gigs have been very open with their hearts, very genuine with the spirit. There's some heavy things in a way about these gigs, these three gigs here. Well, kind of poignant. And the band's tight. Ig is incredible. Ig, somebody pointed me to an interview he did maybe last month or the month before. And they asked him about me, and he said I was deranged, but I was a hard worker. So James Williamson said, Mike, you can't get sensitive about it. I said, James, that is not, I don't take that as criticism. I am, not on purpose, you know, but I am a little deranged, trying to get together. But to me, he told, or he didn't tell me, but for Ig to say that to this cat, when asked about, I mean, to me, I can't find a better thing in the world to work my bass for is to hear something like that. He said, I've been there for them. It's been 10 years and 6 months, you know. Really, that long? April? No, 4 months. 10 years and 4 months. It's 30 years and 6 months since I played this venue we're playing at. Or when I first played it. God, I remember it was snow. It was cold. I remember hot. I remember cold. Hey, we're at the end of the first hour of the August 9th, 2013 edition of Watt for Peter Show here in Vienna. Hold tight for hour 2. August 9th, 2013 is the second hour of the Watt for Peter Show.
I don't doubt electricity. So can a slick mirror can escape beyond random and free. The storehouse results of a new you and me. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off the second hour with Joy Fuzz off Busta Giala. Sorry, the yellow folder in Italiano. That's Il Sogno di Manaio, the band I get to be in with Steph Nope. And Andrea Belfi and the drummer man Andrea now lives in Berlin. He's from Verona originally. Stefano was in Bologna, but Andrea was here and took me around and Berlin to have some happening. Doner kebab, you know, with some salad and even Turkish cola. And so trippy monument in the east part of Berlin that the Soviets built after the Second World War. And fortunately, we're going to see an art thing at this guy they called Kippy, his nickname. Because the first place I played in Berlin was called SL36, and he had a lot to do with that. But the museum it was at, Hamburg Bahnhof, was a Monday and closed, geschlossen, so fuck. But getting to spend all day with him was bitching. He's a beautiful man. We're going to record our second album this December. Right after we get done with the very last Altamira parties gigs that Barry's doing, Camberson, December 1st. Bob Pollard up for all that. Love Bob Pollard. The Green Sea with Rome. A few weeks ago, got to play in Rome. And in fact, for the first time, spent some time in Vatican City to see Mr. Michelangelo's work in the Sistine Chapel. Blew me away. Crimey. All that old Roman stuff, too. St. Paul's was intense, also. Yeah, you know, my work, I'm so glad I get to do this, but man, I wish I could spend a little more time. I wish the knee was better too, but I'm very grateful for what I've got put in my eye gifts, as I give stuff into my head. And smells and sounds. Black Lanterns, Meet Your Maker after that. You got to play with them in the Hebron Bridge up in the York part of England. Got to bring the Hyphenated Man once more around February to April in Europe, England. Tom and Raoul in the fifth and put her to bed tour. Fifth tour, put her to bed tour. No, because the other time we did Europe, but not as thorough. So this time, I think 56 gigs. We're going to make it thorough. More on that later. Apple Shift 7 after that. I wonder what Apple Shift 7 is. I know Apple Shift 3 is a screenshot of Matt Peter. Who or what is the Beastie Boss? That cryptic title. And finally, Isochoric by Nacho Monetto. Hot here in Vienna, day after their hottest recorded day, and seeing a pretty trippy sky out the window here. More music.
In 360. Here and hold your hands up.
I did that for 2 months. 2 hours every day. I went there. For 2 months. 2 hours. I stood there like that. And these guys will be jumping around, training, and doing all that shit. For 2 months, at the end of the day, the second man told me, okay, join the boys, go run. I went to run with them. Went up, ran, came back. And he said, okay, you're going to skip rope. I want you to stand here and do this. I said, yeah, but I want to skip rope too. He said, you don't know how to skip rope. I said, yeah, I do. Okay, go ahead, skip rope. Started skipping rope. I just as good as they were. Who taught you how to skip rope? I said, you guys did. I came there, I watched, I learned, and I learned. The shadow boxing time came. He was trying to show me. And I started doing it just like these guys that were doing. And he was surprised. So from there, he gave me a little more respect for my courage. So from the day I started boxing, 6 months later, I was the flyweight champion of the country.
Yeah. Thank you. Throat. Back off. The Heimlich maneuver will kill me. Have I ever suffered like this?
Watt from Pedro's show. You just heard Phoenix by Buddy Girl and the Mechanic. The Earth Beneath by Dot Hacker. Dot Hacker in front of that. Sorry about the dot. Spielgusher with our own very Richard Meltzer. With our very own Richard Meltzer spiel. Too God Lard. Head of that, Numb from Ben. Chris. Nice sharp pencils. Beautiful. My buddies. Tamagotchi Light. Nakamas, something brand new, Fog Up. Ahead of that was Dan Fox, New York Old Feeling. Sorry about Dan. Fuck him. And Sister Alex Lambert, Travis Dickerson. Her collaborator there, Jockey. In front of that, the Paranoid Critical Revolution. Thank you, Sister Reg. Daily Grind. We start off with something brand new from Kid Kevin and the band he's got called White Knight. Tune called Acid. It's end of the second hour of the August 9, 2013 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. August 9, 2013. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
gully. Runs like a dream. Runs like a dream. Running like a dream, that's my machine. My machine talks to me. It's talking in my dreams. Talking in my dreams. Fall from a tree and bounces off the floor. My machine asking me, what do I mean? You cannot see. Come to me, my machine. From your back door.
Yeah. I'm so much lesser than a great pretender. Put on my best face so you could love me tender. How were we to know this was only a rehearsal? Your sense of humor is multi-universal. You will
make a friend.
Colors.
begin. If I piled up all the beds I slept in, if I reached the sky or at least the highest of these hills, if I line up all the roads I traveled on, would that be enough to follow you wherever you go? And still I have no home. Only a family we can shield you from love. Oh, oh, oh. But all my troubles fade away as I recall your face. I'll question the sea, I'll ask the stars. How can I make this love last? And oh, you're my monster.
From Pedro's show. Start off the third hour with Hold On from Sola Musica. Anarchy and Molecules from Dalum's Electric Cane Drum Overdrive. Cane Drum. K-E-Y-N-G-D-R-U-M. King. I don't know. Hope I didn't spell it wrong. And I'm trying to pronounce something that's stupid. That's a mistake. Fleshies with the Last Friday after that. My Machine, My Rhyme Is Fun. Then Exxon Mobil, Tom Cotton Bowl. No, not bowl. Bowel. That is spelled right. And pronounced right even. I don't know. Then by Rod Bryant. Correct me if I'm wrong. My man Mike after that. They're from Seoul, Korea. Hey man, I found Viagra on the street. That's a great song title. Great song too. Unit F with Party in the White House. After that was Nine-Legged Spider by King of the Opera. Which you know is the greatest band name ever. And then Oh My Monster by Un Passante. I need a haircut. Here's some more music.
and ran off with a bag of weed. You were smoking and drinking, feeling so free. I remember well, it's a good memory. Then you took me by the arm, I followed your lead. You gave birth to a child and I gave you the seed. You and I, drifting along, you're feeling the same. Where some find pleasure, others find pain. But it won't take long for the weather to change. You got a new man, I hope it works out. But I feel sorry for him that he has you now. David King.
deep-fried smile. When the excitement reaches fever pitch, I'm gonna shoot everyone inside. Yeah! I'm looking at you!
Take two, take five.
Pedro Show. Last chunk of music for this edition here in Vienna. We started off with Wooden Box, something live, and an excerpt. I think it was the whole dealio, but Mr. Robert W. Guetta. Pretty beautiful. Thank you. David Kane and Mrs. Ella. That's the name of the song. That followed Nick Delfs. From Nicholas I got that. Up in Oaktown. Paul Well, Nicholas. He's a man who recorded the Hand of Man Band. It's Dolomon. John Dietrich are working on editing the second chapter with the other drummer man, Michael. Good luck, guys. Afternoon, hail ho. I really like Hanuman Man, by the way. Afternoon, hail ho. Something live from Immediate Skull. Which I guess is Wasco. Another incarnation of his expression. Maybe he put the scarcity of tank to bad, I don't know. Or just maybe giving her a breather. Water and bread by Orbitz after that. Mustard, something else live. From 63 Crayons. I think they're young people. Maybe from England. I think Water and Bread. Oh, I never say this, but I think it's United Kingdom. Maybe England. Might be Wales, might be Scotland. My memory, fuck. I think I'm safe to say that, though. Mother Sketch from Fruit, and finally, Clear Plastic Bags by Slender Lois. Been another edition, a faraway edition. Watch the Peebler Show via Vienna, Austria, or what they say here, Wien. And I remember playing here with Scotty and Ronnie, and it rained. It was in August, and we were here 3 days, and it rained the whole 3 days. Gonna be playing a little bit here. I'm gonna give it all I got. Focus. Man, Stooges gigs are intense. They are. I love it. I love it. It's been the August 9th, 2013 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show, everybody. Thanks for listening. And please, keep your powder dry.